SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Artist, advocate for women's rights and children, Dashni Murad. Welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you very much, Mehra Khan. Thank you for having me.
As an outspoken advocate for women's rights, how important is the 25th of November, International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women, to you?
I think it is very important because within these 16 days activism, there will be more focus from the media around the world on this important issue, especially in war-torn regions like Kurdistan and Iraq. I just heard the news that a 17-year-old girl was killed by her brother because her mom saw her having a phone in her hand. What is happening is that violence against women keeps rising in war-torn regions in the Middle East. And other killing happens on a daily basis, but the issues are muted. We talk about it for a day, but we don't take real action. And I feel that international NGOs should approach this matter in a different way. And I hope that during this 16-day activism, there will be space for a new conversation on how we can take a new approach and how we can create a cultural revolution on making sure that we eliminate violence against women, because it keeps happening, it keeps rising, and we do this every year, but I feel like we haven't made enough progress, and immediate action needs to be taken. And for that, I hope during the 16-day activism that starts on the 25th is to start a real conversation where every woman and girl can be a part of this conversation. But sadly, I keep missing this. Around this table, I miss those who need to have a voice around that table.
You are an outspoken voice for feminism in the community in general, let's say including the Kurdish community. In your opinion, what are people's misunderstandings about feminism? Why do you think it's such a battle across the entire world?
Well, I think that they think that it is a revolt against men, and I keep repeating this, it is not a revolt against men. It is merely the correction of this ancient imbalance. And I think to go against feminism is like going against nature. It is an inevitable process. We need to embrace it and let it thrive. And I keep repeating this because we have proven through nations and countries and communities and societies how they are better off when women are a part of this. And these days, the term feminism is very different than back in the days when they were used to fight for women to be able to vote or to be able to work. Now it's more about this fair chance in society in the Western world, where women still are sexualized in the film industry, in the music industry. You see still so many women who are sexually harassed. Or when I'm in Holland, I need to worry about whether I take the last train because I'm scared that something bad might happen to me. But why do I need to be worried about...
I mean, even in a country like that, there is fear?
Absolutely. It happens that the women still need to take care of so many aspects that the men don't need to. And if you look at male-dominant societies, if you look at the Middle East, you see that feminism is so needed because we talk about a region where women are still not a part of society. Women are still belonging in the kitchen, and women are not seen as the equal of men. And so we face so much in society, such as violence against women, rape, FGM, and all of these issues keeps growing and rising when there is war. And so I believe feminism, beside the fact that it's just we don't want revenge for what happened to us in the last 400 years by men, simply want justice for to be an equal part of the society, of our nations and countries. And for that, what it means for women to be an equal part, or at least it means peace. We are such important, vital peace pillars, and we can manage and we can make sure that there can be stability and peace for our region. And so feminism, besides that it's misunderstood for something angry, coming from angry women, it is something so important that it can actually cause peace in war-torn regions.
Adashni, actually, I wanted to ask you about, you grew up in Holland, but for the past several years, you've been living in Kurdistan region, Iraq. Do you find it difficult living in Kurdistan region or in Kurdistan in general because it's a mainly male-dominated society?
Yes, I find it, I struggle. I have faced sexual harassment throughout the years I've been living here. I've been facing sexual discrimination. I've faced public humiliation. I have been threatened for years. I looked death 2 times in the face. I have been ripped from my work and my legacy, and my male colleagues who I worked with for years, they have faced all of those challenges. And that's just based on their gender, because they are men, they are not women. And that's the reason they were able to grow financially, professionally, and also personally. And I have been feeling so limited that I am a 32-year-old grown woman who financially struggles very much, professionally, have been taken from so many opportunities that I feel like I'm in step one. And then I look at my male colleagues, and then they are in decision-making positions in media. They are, you know, seen as respectable men with their families. And then here I am being judged for being the single 32-year-old woman, and then I'm struggling to get my month's end. But so that does not mean that there is hope and chances. I also know that there are great men in my region who have been supporting me, and within the government, within the private sector, and within media. But this group of men needs to grow. And I do feel like if you compare Kurdistan region of Iraq to the rest of Iraq, we have it much better. But that does not mean we have to shut our eyes and be silent, because the situation is still very bad. Women are being killed on a daily basis. Women in media face sexual harassment every day. The most of the women I know in media have faced sexual discrimination. But what is important to know is that we need to have a safe environment for women in the media in the Middle East, because those women who have a strong voice, who know the power of their voice, they are the one who can influence the society and can have a powerful impact on society.
I know that as well as being passionate about women's rights, you are also passionate about children's rights. In saying that, you established a charity organization called Green Kids. What's the aim by establishing this organization?
Well, I established Green Kids in 2013, and the aim was to educate children about the importance of protecting and preserving the environment. But when the war escalated in Iraq and Syria a few years ago, our whole Green Kids mandate changed into how can we provide children assistance to children who are affected by war. And so when we started to distribute aid in the refugee camps and work with the women in the refugee camps, I saw that they were fed, they had clothes, but what about their dreams? And because I was a refugee child myself, when yes. I was 5 years old running behind UN helicopters, the issue was very close to my heart, and I was passionate about it, and I wanted to do something about it. And so with my friends, we came with the idea of, why don't we open libraries? And we have opened libraries within 3 years, and our most active library is for the Syrian children at the moment and the children of Rojava. And so it really is such a beautiful work. It gives so much meaning to my life. And it completely has changed my life and goals and ambition in life as a woman. And they are the reason I am able every day to survive another day, because every day I face criticism and challenges. I have days that I just cry out so loud because of so many things working against me. You can't imagine certain men in certain positions envying, being jealous of someone who is, compared to them, so small. And then you are attacked from every angle. But then when I go to the library and then I teach them English, or we read The Jungle Book or Paddington Story, and then I can breathe again for another day. And now for 2019, we've got amazing plans of renovating 60 new schools where we provide green gardens, school materials, and also we're going to expand into Mosul and to Basra, and then the idea is to go into Afghanistan. And as a young woman, I feel very, very lucky at the moment because of I have a platform, and I'm not scared to use my voice, and I use that to help as many children as I can and to raise awareness for gender equality as much as I can.
Dashni, as an artist, you have lately released a song called Love Wins. Why did you choose this name?
Well, I think that to me, love is such a powerful energy, and I believe in love, and I believe if we all work from love, we will grow, and we will grow towards each other, because I think we're all connected around the world. And the song was mainly to raise awareness for the children in the refugee camps. Proceeds of the song went to our projects. But I think in general, the song is for everyone around the world. If we work from love, then that's the place where we will start listening to each other. And hopefully that will lead towards how we feel responsible towards one another and take action into how we can improve our lives and create a better and safer world for especially the children. And yeah, it was just a very simple message that love is all we need.
Artist, advocate for women's rights and children, Dashni Murad, it was a pleasure having you on SBS Radio Kurdish program, and all the best.
Thank you very much for having me and for the great questions. Thank you so much.